This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, if I haven't frightened Dr. Batar away, we're doing advanced medicine now. Dr. Batar, maybe you could bring some love into the equation. I'm just so annoyed with all the stories we had to cover last hour. Other than the silly one, there's a $9,000 ball of yarn that you can buy people for Christmas at Tiffany and Company. Other than that, the stories were just, I'm just out of my mind. Just like, I need to rest. I need to bring some vitamin L back into the equation.
Well, I don't know if I can help you, Robert, but I'll try.
I know you're not one that doesn't, that shies away from challenges here. Not at all.
Yeah.
And in fact, our first story could be answered by the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, your bestseller, right? Your book. Because it talks about the elimination of toxins. Because the organs that are hit hardest by the accumulation of toxins, whether they be environmental, in this case, are talking primarily, but it could be metabolic. It's those organs designed to eliminate them. What did you think was going to happen when the body encountered these things? The body was going to go, hey, let's go to the liver. The liver does this all the time. But little did we know that the liver didn't do it for the stuff that man created in the last 100 years all so well, because stuff didn't exist on the planet till then.
The organs of detoxification that this particular article references, they are actually the same that we target in the AHEADMAP, the Advanced Health Evaluation and Assessment for Detoxification Medical Assessment Program. So the reason it's called Advanced Health Evaluation and Assessment for Detoxification is because it's assessing those organs of detoxification, being specifically the gastrointestinal system, the kidney, the liver, the lungs, and of course skin. It's something that people forget. Skin is the largest organ of detoxification, actually. So we were actually looking at those particular organs, assessing their status, their improvement, their worsening, not only monitoring what it is at this point, but then also comparatively assessing the changes that occur over time. And depending on the intervention, being able to assess the efficacy of that intervention. But we're looking at those organs of detoxification. To a lesser degree, we do look at some of the other aspects, but probably I would say 85 to 90% of the focus is on those organs of detoxification, again, being the kidney, mm-hmm. the liver, the gastrointestinal system, the skin, systemic pH. So once we are able to assess where we are, and this article is specifically talking about the effects from air pollution, which basically is not just the persistent organic pollutants, but you're also looking mm-hmm. at the heavy metals. So it's looking specifically at air pollution, whereas we don't care where the toxins are coming from. And it doesn't matter whether it's from the AHEADMAP's perspective, it doesn't matter where they're coming from. We are just assessing the effect of the environmental trigger on the organs. So it actually looks at the 7 toxicities. You know, you're looking at the heavy metals and the persistent organic pollutants, which we kind of talked about, but also looking at the secondary effects, because if you have a suppression of the immune system from the heavy metals and the persistent organic pollutants, then you'll render the immune system susceptible, and that will now make you more mm-hmm. Exposed to the 3rd toxicity, the opportunistic, and then, of course, the energetics and all the other ones that go along with this, all 7 of the toxicities, which will now affect those organs of detoxification. For example, how could food, because we're not looking at the constituents of food, but we're looking at what we do to food, the pasteurization, homogenization, irradiation, genetic modification of foods. How do they affect our organs of detoxification? Well, they do. They have a tremendous impact, but we really don't understand the full effect, because this may be a generational study. You know, it may take one or two generations to see, well, how does genetic modification of food affect not just us, but our offspring, and, you know, two generations out.
Well, we are seeing a reduction in fertility, right, Rex?
Absolutely.
That
absolutely,
sperm count's driving. So there have been factors, especially in terms of reproducing the species, right? And of course, I opened with Super Don's permission. Of course, he threw that at me. I was like, I couldn't say no, with the apocalyptic predictions of the scientists saying we're overpopulated. And I said, there's a soft kill going on, right? Whether it's on purpose or, you know, by design or by accident, the result is the same. If you eat the GMO foods, you're less likely to have offspring. And if you do, they might be less likely to be healthy. I found what was really interesting, what you opened with, too, in referencing this article, is that if we're talking airborne toxicity, we're talking pollution brought in through the lungs. We breathe in. Normally, we're supposed to get oxygen in, and then CO2 comes out. But what if there's other toxins coming in? They enter, hit the blood. It's going to be carried elsewhere, like the liver, like the kidneys, maybe into the lymph. All the organs are going to be impacted, primarily, first and foremost, those organs designed to take things out that aren't belonging there anymore. But as I've said for many years here, what about those things like these airborne pollutants? And it's not like things that have happened from time immemorial on the planet that we have some capacity to deal with. But we're talking about man-created synthetics that the body goes, I don't even know what the hell this is.
Yeah, so this is a major issue. And the body, like you said, doesn't recognize some of these things and doesn't know how to process them. And then, of course, generationally and how it's impacting our system and the... You know, we know that there's been certain types of chemicals that have been used, like things like dioxin, for example, that have caused a mutation and tetralogy type effect in individuals where genetic mutations have taken place and offspring are born with mutations and such. So we know that there's been various types of effects from some of these very, very toxic persistent organic pollutants. But we're talking about subtle things that people wouldn't necessarily pick up, where their immune system is more susceptible. They may have more food allergies. They may have more neurological deficits. They may have, you know, various types of things, like dumbing down the population, kind of like the vaccines kind of do. So, and I don't say that just tongue in cheek. How the vaccines do, the vaccines do dumb down the population. So, what are the effects? Now, I wasn't on the show for the first hour, and you're talking about the apocalyptic notion of population control and how we're overpopulated. See, this is something that I also don't understand, because when you look at the landmass and you see how many areas of the world where nobody lives, and how those, when you look at inhospitable places that massive, like you look at Chicago, for example, you know, it's not the ideal place where you think of something that a big city would, maybe that's not even a good example. Maybe you can go up further north or wherever. You have some places that are just not that hospitable. They're very cold. And, you know, snow is there all the time, but they have these massive cities that have been built. Now, you look at other places, South Dakota, North Dakota, you look at certain places, deserts, for example, with modern technology, water being able to be brought in. I mean, look at Dubai, you know, right in the middle of the desert, massive city. So how can they say that there's not, and we're overpopulated, that there's not enough space, or there's too many people? Because we've got so many resources. God is a God of abundance. You know, we have unlimited water from the oceans. We have the sunlight. We could be a society that is completely self-sustainable if the powers that be really wanted that information to get out there. I mean, there have been cars that have been around for, what, 100 years, 75 years that could run on water? So,
well, yeah, you talk about splitting the hydrogen out. Of course, that does take electrical input. But I think it brings to mind the use of resources, right? How much energy does it take to build a city in the desert, right, where you don't have food production because you don't really have water unless you desalinate the water that's coming from the ocean that's nearby, like in Dubai, perhaps they do that. But again, it's about utilization of energy, efficiency, the law of economy. Where can we live that would require the least amount of input to the system to produce the most output? And I guess you could say if you live in a city and the trucks stop coming in for a week, because maybe diesel goes to, you know, $50 a gallon, whatever reason it happens, a natural disaster, you're going to see a real-life zombie apocalypse as the people go hungry, because how many people have stored food, much less the ability to grow food in a city like Dubai, much less a city like Chicago growing up and down?
Right, but I'm saying, Robert, that the technology is out there, and if it was made readily available, and if we were a society that promoted advanced technologies and camaraderie, and rather than like in the medical profession, the health profession, how any type of innovation is suppressed, and everything that it makes life easier and makes people get healthier is minimized because the powers that be want to maintain the status quo and the power that they get from that. If we as a society were to mimic the computer industry, you know, the microchip industry, as opposed to the medical profession, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's rewarded by innovation, it's rewarded that there's companies like Apple and IBM and you know, Cisco, whatever, all these companies, they're growing rapidly. We could have the same type of thought process in all industries when it comes to the government thought the same way, medicine thought the same way, agriculture thought that same way, as opposed to Monsanto taking over or the medical hierarchy taking over. If we had the same type of openness and receptiveness, I believe that 99% of the problems that we deal with on this planet would no longer be problems. You wouldn't have hunger.
So
you wouldn't have disease.
What is the stopping point? What is stopping us from doing that? You're in the John Rappaport school now. I dig it. I like it. It means we free up our imagination to run wild and be creative and not be stifled and stymied by those who don't want that to happen. Of course, there's always that push-pull scenario. The question is, do we invest in those institutions that are prohibiting and preventing these things from occurring, or do we, Buckminster Fuller concept, make it obsolete by out-creating them, right? Withdraw our energy, withdraw our support, withdraw our enslavement connections, and go, you know what? Screw y'all guys, I'm taking my ball, I'm going home. I'm going to create a better ball, for instance.
Well, and so now you're talking about the implementation of how we would do that. My thing is first recognizing where the problem is and what should we mimic or what should the target be? How we go about it, you know, you can take over and come up with how we do it. But my thing is we need to mimic the computer industry. We need to mimic the phone industry, how constant innovation is making faster phones, better cameras, and better ways of transmitting information from one part of the world to the other part of the world. It's becoming cheaper, it's becoming faster, it's becoming more efficient, it's allowing for more convenience. We need to parallel that industry.
Yeah, and I get that, although the inconvenience of it, if you go to the places where they're making these phones, whether it's child labor or people that are being prevented from killing themselves because there are nets outside of the place where they make iPhones so people can't jump out of the buildings and kill themselves, there's a whole other realm to this. And again, this is looking at it from the whole perspective. And Super Don, I blame you tonight for doing that by starting with that apocalypse story. But we're going to talk about it because it is Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, in addition to all the notes linked up at robertscottbell.com, it'll also take you to advancedmedicine.com. And it's an incredible portal of information and accessibility for all kinds of things that Dr. Batar and I have been discussing for many years, including all of the archives of advanced medicine, which used to be easily found also at medicalrewind.com, but you know now under the umbrella of advancedmedicine.com. Including what Dr. Batar mentioned about the AHEAD map, how you can participate in that. And those of you who want to get in and participate, there is a invitation code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. It's four numbers, 1358. Remember that invitation code, 1358. It'll get you in on all of that that Dr. Batar has set up to benefit you, to bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Now, what you decide to do with the information is yours and yours alone, but we're here to help facilitate that. And Dr. Batar has committed his life ever since he was challenged with his son who was injured into the autism spectrum all those years ago after being vaccinated. Just if you're new to the show and don't know Dr. Batar's backstory, you can read about it there as well. But Dr. Batar, you're talking about, generational shifts. And there's an article here about lifestyle choices not only impacting your own life, but your offspring. Generationally down the line, how many generations will it take to clean up the mess we've created?
Exactly. And I think that when we start looking at the evidence, there's two lines of thought we could follow. We can look at the fact that it takes less than a year for every cell in your body to be replaced with a new cell. And so from that standpoint, you would think that it's not going to affect generationally. Yet some of these things do, and the reason we call them persistent organic pollutants is because they persist in the body. And so it can have a very, very, very long-term effect and affect the reproduction aspects of the individual and affect second and third generations, which we know there are certain types of toxic substances, mostly pesticides, insecticides, those types that have been shown to have a very significant impact on second and third generation offspring. So, you know, which one is reality? Obviously, we know that they are things that have affected people generationally. But if we believe that we can truly transform our systems, mm-hmm. i.e. detox our systems and transform our bodies, you see people having made massive, massive personal changes in their own bodies to the point that you can't even recognize the individual in a year. I think that it is possible to actually, as you said, reverse this stuff or prevent it from persisting beyond our own bodies into our progeny.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about doing that? Well, therein lies the challenge, and I think that's an ongoing, constant lifestyle change. It's not a panacea. You don't take a product or a potion or a lotion or something like that. I think this is something that you maintain a good, clean life on a consistent basis and shield yourself, you know, from as many toxins as you possibly can, and you end up reaping the rewards.
Well, in the remineralization that we've talked about so often because of the displacement by toxins, the head map also, you know, in that assessment gives you some insight. And there's some basic concepts that you can integrate that despite the things we don't even know and have control over out there in the environment, we're able to come through them. Listen, I look at my own life, Dr. Batar. You know my story. We've talked about it. We're the same age. But I've been through chronic diseases from year zero to year 24 before I learned about the things I know today. And I was only the beginning at that point, but I began to change my life around by living differently, by eating differently. And, you know, I'm doing things today, half century plus into this body that I couldn't do earlier on. And I don't know what tomorrow brings. Again, you know, that's, you know, the mystery of life to some degree. But at the same point in time, I have learned that, you know, nature, God, creator, teaches us if we can, you know, find out what those principles are in the natural world and live them, not just pay lip service to them. You're rewarded not because you're a good person, but because you're applying the laws as they've been laid down for us.
Right. Right. That's true. That's a very, very true statement. I think that in time, as we evolve as a society, the global society, and I think as our mindsets also evolve, the governmental mindsets, so those that get into power, those that are appointed to safeguard our futures, as their mindsets change, I hope that society will evolve to the point that these concepts that we're talking about will not become sources of controversy, but will become the obvious choice to make so that we can continue to sustain a government environment.
Yeah. Well, you know, what concerns me, as it always does, since I was one of those folks that was so toxic and depleted and deficient, I might have recognized some things, but I didn't have the energy, that vitality, that life force to do anything about it. And we got a lot of people that are desperate. They're running on fumes. They're running on adrenals that are burned out. Their thyroids are spinning out of control. What can we do to help them? And maybe it's to allow them to get Alzheimer's so they forget everything.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours today, 6 days a week, and a very special hour each week with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It's called Advanced Medicine, and you can check out advancedmedicine.com. Plug into all the wonderful things that he's doing, we're all doing together, to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs, just like Bill Gates is doing, right? Bill is invested in all of us. He wants us to have so much power to heal ourselves and wants us to be free from vaccinations and wants us... Wait a second. I think I read that backwards. Super Don, is it? Did I read that backwards? Just being sure, I'm a little confused about Bill Gates now.
How did you... I didn't hear what you... when you said it. Did you
All right,
it
everybody gets to
How
take
did
a drink.
How you say Bill Gates backwards?
That's not what I meant, saying it. What? No, the concept of empowerment. I don't get that from Bill Gates. It's like, hey, we're going to invest billions of dollars of your money, taxpayer money, to find a universal vaccination that will include every drug and every vaccine you need through childhood. And then when we cause Alzheimer's, we'll find the cure for that, too.
Well, that's how you make money, right? You create the problem and the solution.
Hmm. not such a nice way to go about it, I don't think. But
the problem is they haven't created any solution. They've just created the problem.
Yeah, they've got pretend solutions, right? And
right.
Gates is actually, his newest mission, he says, is curing Alzheimer's. But before he gets there, he's also wanting to invest money through MIT, where they're developing, apparently, a 3D fabrication method. Are they, what are they doing, 3D printing stuff that you can inject that will release drugs and vaccines throughout childhood? So you get one shot, and who knows what's in it? Is it going to be RNA and DNA related? Probably. This is where I'm not impressed by man in this current incarnation for many of them in the scientific realm, which we love science here, but I think this is mad science stuff, where you can believe that you can inject something genetically engineered, 3D printed, into the body and somehow outdo creation itself and say, we can do better than the creator here. There is a little bit of arrogance in there somewhere, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of arrogance in there.
yes.
I agree. You know, when you start looking at man, we kind of talked about this in the beginning when we started the first segment. We were talking about the apocalyptic nature of some of these scientists and what they're saying. When you start looking at how arrogant man is and how we think we know how the body works, we think we know what's best for nature, we think that we can supersede God's design in everything, and then we start talking about how we don't have enough resources and the population is growing beyond what the world can sustain itself. These things, when I hear them, I start to realize how disjointed or how disconnected they are from source energy, from the universal consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because if you sit and think, actually, if you just look out at the ocean, or you look at a beach, or you look at a field, or you look at a forest, you can see the number of leaves on a tree, or the number of blades of grass in a field, or the number of grains of sand in the ocean. It is limitless. And we have every resource here on this planet to do everything and more that we need and to be able to sustain the population if we just get in line with the way the Creator designed everything, the way the universal consciousness designed everything. We are constantly opposing forces. We are constantly going in and taking. You know, we're violating. We're not sustainable in our thought process. How can we be sustainable in our everyday practices? We need to become sustainable in our thought process, in our everyday practices, in how we teach our children. And that sustainability will then create that's needed in order for us to continue to populate this planet and continue to go out. And if we need to populate the stars, then we will do so. My point being, again, I think it all comes down to a mindset. And that mindset is flawed. And that's the reason that we have these limited thought processes of overpopulation and not enough resources, not enough food, not enough
scarcity,
energy, not enough. Yeah, the scarcity mentality, exactly.
Sure, and it breeds fear. Fear breeds a willingness to be controlled or enslaved. Once again, you have overlords that have been playing games on all of us. And at a certain point, you wake up, perhaps, and say, you know what? I'm tired of being enslaved. I'm tired of having overlords. I think I got a direct link to creation. And let me go out there and out-create the bad guys, the bad stuff. And, of course, it really means tapping into your birthright, right? And using the imagination, which I think is an incredible gift of creation that allows you to co-create in this universe. But, of course, you said from a limited perspective, from a wrong-headed thinking perspective, we must destroy, we must take, we must steal because there's never enough. And that mindset manifests in the way we are living today and seeing how that mindset of scarcity plays out in, well, guess what? The return of plague. Did you see that in Madagascar?
Is that the Disney movie Madagascar?
No, it's like a Disney movie with plague in it.
oh, plague. You said plague. I missed the part about plague. No. I was thinking what you're talking about, the kids' movie Madagascar.
I like your thinking. That'd be a much happier thought. But no, in fact, the plague is back.
I'm just talking about the sustainability thought process. You know, I'm not talking about the future-mindedness.
I know.
The happy plague.
but the irony is, even if they throw plague, bubonic and pneumonic, we have tools that can neutralize it.
Absolutely.
But we also recognize, for instance, in Bill Gates' feigned attempt to prevent or cure Alzheimer's. I mean, he won't talk about selenium and chromium and silica as minerals that can enhance the function and the integrity of the structure, much less, you know, all the things that we need, so that that never happens. But again, that's their...
Or removing the mercury from the neuron tissue so that the denudation of the neurofibrils doesn't take place, and then you don't have the chronic insidious process of the denudation taking place. I mean, autism, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, it's all the same cause.
Exactly.
So unfortunately, silica and selenium will not pull the mercury out, but they will help to mitigate some of the damage. The point is that we want to, one, get rid mm-hmm. of what shouldn't be there, two, replace what should be there, three, feed it, nourish it the way it should be done, and four, get the hell out of the way so we don't create a problem.
Beautifully
remember
said.
That now, we're the ones who create the problem.
I want to remind new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly with advanced medicine, a lot of the things that Dr. Bitar has done and does and has we've talked about on the air in terms of the extraordinary influx of mercury via vaccination, via dentistry, to levels never before seen in terms of a broad spectrum of the population, especially these children, the millennials that were born at a time where they vastly expanded the vaccine program with so many more mercury influx injections, that we have an unusual entry point, not ingestion or inhalation at this point, but injection, to create such a burden on the brain and nervous system and the gut that you had to go to extraordinary leaps, if you will, to bind and remove these. Again, these were unusual circumstances when we talked, and we've done many, many years we've discussed this, and I encourage you to go back and listen to these archives because you'll learn about why the synthetic amino acids, why the chelation, why would they be normally necessary in a less extreme circumstance, for instance. All of these things we can't do every week on the show. You'd be bored to tears if we talked chelation every week. But the archives are there, and I'm encouraging you to go back and listen. Go to advancedmedicine.com. Go back and dig them because there's a lot to learn there.
I appreciate you saying that, Robert. Yeah, there is a lot of information we've covered in the last, I guess, 8 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. But that's why I say, you know, it's something that is unusual. It's not like you can say we have a historical precedent for injected mercury in history, right? And we're dealing with children that have bioaccumulated from their parents as well as other environmental sources added to that general burden to an extreme case where, my gosh, when I was a kid, we didn't have the word autism. I know it existed now, but it certainly wasn't something we had a child we used to call them mentally retarded that were. I mean, there was a serious, serious issue, chromosomal or otherwise. But autism? No. Even ADHD wasn't yet. ADD we didn't hear about when I was in high school. So these things are a new creation of man, not of God, if you make the distinction.
Yeah, this is... I don't think these are new diseases. I think that there's just a very significant increase in the availability of these toxins and how people are becoming exposed to them, and so it makes the incidence much greater. But I think the incidence of autism prior to 1991, before the National Vaccine Initiative was mm-hmm. put out to stamp out all childhood diseases, was 1 in 10,000. And I think, what is it now, 1 in 30, 1 in 20-something, 1 in 25, yeah. 1 in 30, something crazy like that. So.
Right, and they still claim genetic epidemic, which doesn't
yep.
make sense, you know.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic that takes place within 20, 25 years. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think that the prevalence of environmental toxicity and how it's exponentially increasing, and even though there's probably more attention being brought to it, there's an exponentially greater exposure
mm-hmm.
from industry and from various other exposures that people are getting or that the planet's getting. And the more prevalent it becomes a problem, the more people are becoming aware of it. And at some point, I think that the public demands, mm-hmm. those changes will be made. And one of the biggest things that I've done for myself personally is look at parts of the world that I believe have the cleanest air. And that's one of the places where, I mean, like Chile, Argentina, Patagonia, mm-hmm. You know, certain parts of the South Pacific. There are certain areas. In fact, if you talk about in the United States, you know, like the higher elevations you go, yes, the air is thinner, but it's cleaner air. There's less toxicity. So being in a place or trying to be in a place that has cleaner air, cleaner water, more minerals in the ground so that the food being grown there has a higher, more richer content of nutrients. Sometimes people say, well, organic doesn't mean anything. We've talked about this before. But when you look mm-hmm. and analyze it, the constituents of the foods that are organic versus foods that are regularly grown, you have a 2.5 to 3.5 times the nutrient value in that organic food. So why is that? It's because of how it's grown, the sustainability of it, the mm-hmm. area where it was grown, the higher nutrient content of the soil, not allowing the soil to be pillaged to the point that the crops that are being harvested from it are just depleting the soil of all the nutrients. And again, the sustainable agricultural methodologies we're talking about. So all these things have a huge impact overall in what we're talking about. And again, it comes back to the same thing, that if we mimic the model of the computer industry and we start mm-hmm. rewarding innovation and we start allowing those that do innovate to make more profits and become, compete in a free marketplace, I think it's going to be a beautiful world.
Right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the eggheads on planet Earth. Are they helping or harming? You know, with this attempt by MIT to create the universal vaccination for everything. We'll talk about the technology involved there and how perhaps we would perceive wrong-headed it is, even though we're not saying they're not smart, but on some level, they don't have God smarts. There's a difference.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I talk about dunderheaded doctors a lot. Well, occasionally, sometimes. Do I mention them every show? Super, I think occasionally I'll go a show without calling out dunderheaded doctors, but in this case, I'm calling out dunderheaded PhDs. And at MIT, you're like, man, that's an outrage. That's sacrilege to the human, the worship of the human mind, right? MIT. Higher institutions of indoctrination. Hey, listen, I don't knock smart people. I like smart people. I'm surrounded by smart people. It makes me smarter. My wife's super smart. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about you're so smart that you lose your way. You violate basic principles in natural law, which are not part of the smarts that they're worshiping. And you're willing to create...
Wait a second.
What?
Wait a second, Robert.
What?
Hold on.
What?
How can you say that that's smart if they're violating those innate laws? That's not smart.
Well, so it's like a double negative. It becomes positive.
Yeah, no? I see.
I probably lost my way here, Dr. Batar. That's why you're here to call me to the carpet. Like, if I make a bad segue or if I'm not making sense, you kind of know where I'm going, but you're right in saying that. No, it's not smart in reality. But they've kind of got the monopoly on what they claim is smart, I guess is the point. Making that distinction.
So they're educated derelict is what you're trying to say.
That's the way to say it. I would say edumacated, but they probably wouldn't understand that. But they use, you know, high-tech 3D printing, synthetic polymers that break down at different times that contain certain things that they will say will elicit in the case of vaccines, antibody responses, but they haven't perfected the vaccines as they are today. So what makes them think that they package them in a polymer that melts when you're age 2 and age 6 and age 12, that it's going to have any better benefit being done that way than injecting it on site? Again, they're missing many components here, which you're right. It's not really smart.
I think that every scientist, prior to them being allowed to work on these types of things, must have studied under or been exposed to a significant amount of spiritual knowledge and then allowed to be released into this
I like that.
Quote, scientific world. You know, if you think about it, there was some article that I was reading, and there was a quote in there where somebody said, you cannot be a scientist and believe in God. And my visceral response was, how can you be a scientist and not believe in the existence of the Creator? It's impossible to be a true scientist and not marvel at the genius of creation and to appreciate it. So I think that There are laws that we understand, but there are certain things we don't understand. So just like you throw an object up in the air, it's going to come down based on gravity. That's the law of gravity. You know, what goes up must come down. Well, there are other laws just as specific, but that modern science has ignored or not doesn't recognize. Mm-hmm. For example, I think there's a law of physiology. If you supersede the physiology, if you go against the physiology, if you override the physiology, you will experience the same thing as when you urinate in the wind. You will get wet. You will have urine all over yourself. You know, so you are going to fail by definition if you go against the law of physiology. And we know how the basic physiological principles, but how many times when we approach the human body to deal with some type of an ailment, do we violate those principles of physiology? Right? Somebody gets diarrhea. What do? We want to stop it. Why? The system is designed to eliminate it. You either vomit it out or you defecate it out faster. And then whatever the issue was, the last 2 days, max 3. But if you give somebody an antiemetic or, you know, something to slow down the bowels, then you're going to be sick for 7 days, 8 days, 10 days. So why are we violating the body's innate intelligence, the way the Creator designed it? So the law of physiology is just a basic, in my world, the law of physiology should be the first fundamental rule that every medical student learns. We don't. We have the law of pharmacology.
Yeah, violating the law of spirit, law of nature all of the time, out creating the Creator, which is not a good plan. And it's an illusion, of course, or a delusion. But you don't spit into the wind, you don't tug on Superman's cape, and you don't mess around with Dr. Bashar. That was the old Jim Croce song. You remember that one?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, man, another great episode of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rajan Bhattar. Check it out. Archives are going to be jumping up there pretty quick on GCNlive.com. A little later at iTunes, Stitcher. Tune in. UK Health Radio in a couple of days will be airing this, as well as SoundCloud. And those of you watching on YouTube, please spread it around for those who enjoy as well. And we'll do this because it's time, Dr. Bhattar. Let them know.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.